We wanted to do this article because the rollout of PrEP in NHS England had become really quite a frustrating and even upsetting thing to observe from the sidelines. And I remember several years ago when I first read the clinical trial protocol for IMPACT, I remember thinking, well, this doesn't really feel like a clinical trial. And I was reluctant to really critique it in depth because at the time it felt like the only way that people were going to get access to PrEP. But then as time went on and it became less and less clear that the government were going to actually commission PrEP for NHS England, it felt like it was important to take a stand and also to prevent future governments from running similar clinical trials for interventions that are known to be effective and safe. That was one of the most frustrating things about the PrEP in NHS England, that we knew we had an effective and safe intervention. It was relatively obvious how to implement that, as many other countries had already done it, and England wasn't so vastly different. And any of the uncertainties or difficulties could be dealt with retrospective audit rather than a supposed clinical trial that capped the numbers. So this paper is an examination of how clinical trial methodology is used as a way of developing and constructing uncertainty, and we wish to basically call that out.